Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna have to hit you guys with a hypothetical today, all right? This is just a pure, raw what if. Tell me what you guys think about this. Just listen. As you know, I like to sit here and just ponder. Just wonder about random, nonsensical garbage sometimes, right? So, my idea was this, right? What if the whole world was revolved around fighting and just brawling? Just fighting for positions and whatnot. Literally fist fighting, fighting. So let's say you're at work and you really want this promotion, but your friend gets the promotion instead. You want your friend's spot. You believe you worked harder than your friend. You believe you deserve that position more than your friend does. How do you settle this? You fight him. You challenge him to a fight. Whoever wins gets to keep that position. And this would be normal. This would be almost expected. Whoa, someone got a new position? Uh-oh. You got a humongous target on your back now, buddy. Look out. I'd hit the weights. Get ready. You come in. You challenge them to a fight. If you win, that's your position now. You got the promotion. If he wins, well, he keeps his promotion. And it's that same mentality, that same lifestyle everywhere. If you want something, you fight somebody for it. Literally just fist fight somebody, dude. You challenge them to a fight. And if you win, good for you. You get the goods. You get whatever you were fighting for. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? The problem is, what would be off limits to fight for? You know what I mean? Like, where would we draw the line in a world like that? In a civilization built around fighting and challenging people and winning those fights? Where would we draw the line? What would the laws be? What would the rules be? Like, would you be able to walk up to another guy and say, hey, I'm gonna fight you for your wife. If I win, that is now my wife. Like, where do we draw the line? Where do we say, okay, enough is enough. Stop it. See, where what kind of laws would we be working with there? I don't know. I'm not a lawmaker. I don't know. I'm just throwing this idea at you. This fictional plane of reality. You know, I guess it's kind of like the olden days of the real world. Where people, I guess some people weren't just like going around just fighting people. But I mean, it's kind of like that. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that, dude. If you wanted something, yeah, hey, you might just have to throw hands real quick, take it, and then there you go, dude. You know what I mean? I don't believe any of this nonsense, all right? I'm just throwing it out there, all right? Just for pure hypotheticals. What do you guys think about that, though? I'm not saying that would be good or bad or anything like that. I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah, you can be the judge of whether or not that's a horrible idea. I don't know. That might be pretty good. That's probably pretty bad. Probably horrendous. A lot of holes in that. A lot of flaws I'm looking at right there. That's up to you to decide, all right? I'm just giving you the canvas, all right? I gave you the topic, and you decide how it would work, how you would paint it, how the laws would go. Like, that's the one thing that's on my mind. Where would we draw the line? That's the thing. Like, in a civilization where you can challenge somebody to a fight, maybe the thing is, you get, well, but I'll see, I was about to say, maybe you can challenge someone, but it only, that whole premise of fighting someone only get started if they accept the fight. But I mean, then everybody would just not accept the fight. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm challenging you for your new position. Well, hey, good for you, buddy, but I'm not accepting that fight. Screw off. See you later, loser. You know, that would pretty much be how it goes if that's how it would be run. If everybody had the choice to simply decline the fight, everybody would decline the fight. You might get like the occasional acceptance here and there for something mundane, like, hey, buddy, I'll fight you for that last slice of pizza. All right, let's go. You know, something like that. But most of the time, people are just going to decline anyway. So then what? What then? What would you do? Where do we draw the line? It always comes back to that question. How would a civilization like that be run even? That's the thing, dude. How would the president be decided? Whoever the strongest person is, I will fight you for the presidency of the United States of America. Dude. Hey, see, I do see one positive of this, though. If everybody is at risk of suddenly just being challenged to a fight where they could lose their position at work or whatever, dude. Everybody would stay fit. Gyms would boom, if you think about it. Gyms would absolutely just skyrocket into oblivion. Everybody would be fit. Everybody would be fairly strong because they gotta be prepared. They gotta be ready just in case they get challenged to a fight. Everybody would be fit. Obesity rates would go down, at least in theory. I don't know, dude. But you know what I mean? Everybody would be fairly strong because you never know when you could get hit. You never know when your time may come to accept a fight, to fight for your position, to fight for the last slice of pizza. You never know, dude. You have to be prepared. You gotta go to the gym. You gotta stay strong. You gotta go to martial arts class. You gotta be prepared. So, I mean, hey, I guess it would help with the mad omega obesity rates in America and maybe all over the world, dude. But I'm just really thinking about America right here. I don't know, man. I don't know. It would, like, with the president, with the election, kind of be like a WrestleMania type of deal where, like, the final two strongest individuals just meet together in this ginormous gladiator-like stadium where they just brawl, and whoever wins, whoever comes out as the strongest fighter, is now the president of the United States of America. Hey, that would be pretty cool, dude. That'd be awesome. Jesus, that would be a spectacle. You could do that for the vice presidents too. That would be awesome, man. Good Lord. That would be the biggest sporting event in the world. Seriously, everybody would tune in to see the future, a future president just throwing hands with another dude. That would be crazy, dude. Another person. Doesn't have to be a dude. Could be anybody. Who knows? Could be a lady. She could be throwing hands too. Who knows, dude? Good Lord. Could be throwing hands, throwing down. It doesn't matter. Could be anybody. That would be awesome, man. Good Lord. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. What do you think about that? Dude, I'm losing my mind, man. But seriously, I just sit here and I just start thinking about these random things, these absolutely crazy things. But that would be pretty cool, man. Just looking at election night comes around and you got like a sports announcer there too. You got Michael Cole on commentary with Jerry the King Lawler there too, man. Good Lord, you got the president jumping off a ladder, or I guess the would-be president, or, you know, president, what the candidate. Jesus Christ, that word was eluding me for the longest. A candidate jumping off of a ladder, slamming somebody through a table, dude, that'd be awesome. Good Lord. That wouldn't be too bad, man. But it's got to be like a real fight, though. It's got to be a real fight. No stage winner. Someone's got to get knocked out. Someone's got to get knocked out. Not killed. We're not trying to kill anybody, all right? You knock them out, that's it, dude. Or if they submit, or knockout. No other, it can't be death, dude. That's too much. Too far. That's too far. Good Lord, man. What do you guys think about shoes? In particular, shoes in the house. Shoes in the household. What do you guys think about shoes in the house? See, I don't really mind shoes in the house. I don't. I really don't care, you know? As long as your shoes aren't, like, caked in mud or whatever, you know what I mean? You can wear your shoes in the house. That was just, like, the culture I was raised in. We just didn't care about shoes in the house, dude. I don't care about shoes in the house. But there, you know, there are limits, you know what I mean? You're not gonna walk in my house with shoes caked in mud. That's just a no-go, dude. But where I draw the line, and I think a lot of people draw the line, shoes on the couch and shoes on the bed, dude. I was watching some YouTube video of some guy, like, showcasing some, like, mobile camper thing, and this dude had some boots on, man, and he jumped on his bed, and he had his boots just all up in there, dude, just rubbing them all up in the, dude, why? Why are you doing, shoes on the bed is an absolute sin. That is a travesty, an abomination. I draw the line on shoes on the bed or shoes on the couch. What is your problem, dude? Get the shoes off of the bed. They do not belong there. You sleep there, dude. You sleep there. Your bed is supposed to be a place of worship. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be a place of peace. Clean, relaxing peace. Don't jump in your bed with shoes on, man. Good Lord. Kids do that a lot, man. Kids do that a lot. When I got kids over and they just run in here with their shoes on and just jump on the bed, dude, I can't help but just, like, just, I can't help but want to body slam them off the bed, dude. Good Lord. Why are you jumping up on my bed with your shoes on, with your little muddy shoes on, man? Your skeletons. What's going on there? Are you kidding me, buddy? Good Lord. It's the same deal with the couch, man. Christ. See, the thing is, I noticed a lot of people don't like their dogs on the couch either, or on the bed. See, I don't mind my dog being on my bed or being on the couch. I don't really mind that. Like, he goes outside, and you know how dogs are. They just, like, for every time he pees, he's got to, like, I guess, like, wipe his paws off, and he does it in the dirt. He does it in the dirt, and he comes back inside. But, like, I still don't even mind. I don't mind. I don't care. He jumps on the couch. Yeah. He jumps on my bed. Yeah. What's up, buddy? How you doing? I go on with my day. But if I see a person coming in here with their shoes on, dirty, musty, stinky, muddy shoes, and you have the audacity to lay in my bed, to lay on the couch with those shoes on, are you out of your mind? Are you crazy? You can walk in my house with it. Well, not with muddy shoes, but, like, dude, what's up with that? What's up with that? A lot of parts in the world, like a lot of cultures, they don't even like let shoes be in the house. Their houses are designed with an area where people walk in with their shoes and they take their shoes off as to not dirty the actual house itself, which is respectable. That is commendable. I like that. I dig that. That wouldn't be too bad. My house is not designed in such a way. And I was brought up in a way where we did not care if you walked in the house with shoes. You know, like I said earlier, there are limits. You're not going to walk in here with muddy shoes. But other than that, dude, if you walk in with, it's a little wet, that's all right. That's all right. Not too bad. That's all right. But the couch and the bed, I feel like those are two universal places where shoes are an absolute no-go. But see, like I said, the weird thing is, I don't mind my dog doing it. I don't mind my dog doing it. I mean, that might just be due to my sheer love for my dog, more than anything else, you know what I mean? I feel like if it was like a different dog that I didn't know doing that, I might have a different opinion on it. But, like, since I love my dog so much, like, I really don't care if he jumps on the couch or jumps on my bed. I love him. So maybe it's a little bit of bias there, but still, dude, it is what it is. It is what it is. But I believe that's going to do it for me today. I just needed to get that off my chest. Sometimes, Sometimes before I start recording these podcasts, I just sit here and I just think about the most random, insane things. And that gladiator civilization idea I had was one of those, dude. It happens. It happens sometimes. Sometimes I bring forth some good stuff. Sometimes I bring forth fighting culture. So I don't know, man. Yeah, hey, but I'm serious about it. What do you think about that? What do you think about a world where that is the law of the land? I don't know, man. I don't know. It is what it is, though. But that's gonna do it for me today. But before we go, we gotta recommend a song. We must. The song we're gonna recommend on this fine day, on this beautiful, well, I guess it's not day anymore, this beautiful night, is Jig of the Century by the Diablo Swing Orchestra, dude. Good lord, that is a mouthful. Jig of the Century by Diablo Swing Orchestra. It's a good song, man. It's a good song. It was one of the songs in their latest album, Swagger and Stroll Down the Rabbit Hole. It's a pretty good song, man. I dig it. It's a pretty good album, too. A lot of bangers in that album. Good lord, man. So, what's it called? Jig of the Century by the Diablo Swing Orchestra. Pretty good. Pretty good. But that's going to do it for me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast if you have the ability to do so and share it on social media. And once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you want, go ahead and send a voice clip in, dude, using the voice link located in the description of this episode or any other episode of this podcast. You will find a link that'll take you to Anchor's website. You could use that link to send in a voice clip using your phone, using your microphone, whatever you want to use. You could send in a question, you could send in whatever you want, dude. It doesn't matter. Just make sure it is safe to have on a podcast. That's all I ask. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.